It's the most wonderful time of the year, and probably the most expensive, and overscheduled, and stressful if we're being honest. That's why I wanted to share some of the strategies that I use during the holiday season as both an ADHD mom and ADHD entrepreneur in order to keep my momentum moving forward and try to keep my stress levels lower. All of that on today's episode of The ADHD Mompreneur. Welcome to the ADHD Mompreneur podcast. I'm your host, Christy Lingo. I'm a mom and entrepreneur with over a decade of experience in both. I also have ADHD, so I know firsthand how difficult it can be to navigate the neurotypical world as a mompreneur with a neurodivergent brain. And since you've probably already stopped paying attention to this boring introduction, let's go ahead and jump into today's episode. Have you ever thought about how much executive function is involved with the holidays? You've got planning and organization involved with gift giving or party planning or family events. You've got decision making when it comes to what to do and what to give. You need impulse control when it comes to how much you're going to spend or what events you're going to say yes to because you can't possibly go to all of them. It can be really hard to follow through on the boring stuff when there's just so much fun stuff to do, and it can be really hard to initiate tasks that aren't that fun and exciting. And then there's the distractions. So many distractions coming at you from every which way. It is no wonder so many of us with ADHD struggle to keep our heads afloat during the holiday season. That is why I wanted to share with you five strategies that I use to help lower my stress levels, keep my business and family humming along, and, dare I say it, actually enjoy the holiday season as a mom. First up, I suggest that you find anchors for your self-care and your business during the holiday season. Chances are you're adding a lot of things to your schedule that aren't normally there, which means that some things are going to have to either be eliminated, put on pause, or delegated to somebody else. And this by no means is about starting a new habit or trying something new during the holiday season. This is for things that you are already doing, but you may have noticed in the past years have fallen off because your schedule is so stuffed during the holiday season. These anchors are the things that you will continue to do in order to keep your momentum going forward. And the idea is to stay on top of things so that when you have the space in your schedule and the energy to do so after the holidays, it's a lot easier for you to ramp things back up. Your self-care anchors might look like staying consistent with your sleep or your eating habits or making sure that you're taking your supplements or medications on a regular basis or that you're continuing with any mindfulness practices that you do. For your business, look at any of the actions or tasks that you take on a regular basis for your business. Make sure that you add those tasks or actions to any workday that you have scheduled so that you can make sure that you're doing at least the bare minimum to serve your clients or customers during this busy month. If you're still struggling to figure out what those priority tasks might be, you can look at strategy number two, which is to prioritize for your work and home. There are still only 24 hours in the day in December, but it often feels like we're trying to cram way more stuff into a day than we are the other 11 months of the year. That is why it is crucial for you to pare down your to-do list to what absolutely must be done on a regular basis in order to keep things moving forward. I like to use a method that I've created called the TRIM method. And TRIM is an acronym that stands for T for time sensitive, meaning that the task or action has an upcoming due date that needs to be done, which means that it is a priority that it is completed. The R stands for required, which means that this step is necessary to be completed in order to move on to the next step. This could be something that you are working on for yourself, or it could be something that you need to do in order to move your team forward, or in order for your family to move forward. Basically, you don't want to be a roadblock by not completing this task or action, so it's a priority. The I stands for impact driven. This means that if you complete this task, it will positively impact your life. Or if you don't complete this task, it may negatively impact your life. For instance, the self-care anchors that we just talked about, sleeping, eating, continuing to exercise, those things will all make a big impact on your life if you continue to do them, or they may negatively impact your life if they start to waver. It could also be something holiday related, like making sure you schedule time to wrap your gifts so people aren't receiving presents in Target bags or Amazon boxes. And finally, the M is for money related. This is any task that will make you money if you do it or potentially cost you money if you don't. You want to make sure that you're following through on things like invoicing your clients or posting any new inventory to your online store, and that you are paying your bills so you can avoid any of those nasty late fees. If a task is not time sensitive, required, impact driven, or money related, it can wait. And when it comes to making sure that you get your priority tasks done, it's important to utilize my third strategy, which is make your schedule your best friend. You want to start by making sure all of your regularly scheduled tasks, events, or actions are on your schedule. Even if you are 100% sure there is no way that you would ever forget that your kid has indoor soccer practice every Sunday night. By having everything on the schedule, you will see when you go to add something else if there is something in that time block so you don't double book. Next, you'll want to make sure that you add in any unusual tasks, actions, or events that you may have coming up. This could be a Christmas party at your kid's school. It could be a sale that you want to make sure that you take advantage of. I also highly encourage you to set reminders or notifications or alarms for any of these unusual tasks or actions that you want to make sure that you remember to do. And it's important to make sure that you are consistently reviewing your schedule either the night before or the morning of, so that nothing sneaks up and surprises you. My fourth strategy is to manage expectations. Many of us ADHDers love to create magic. We love big. We love wow factor. We love to go above and beyond so that people are constantly saying, "I just don't know how she does it all." But these ambitions can also come at a cost. We forget about other obligations that we have. We might go over budget, sometimes way over budget. We exhaust ourselves trying to do it all. And that is why it's really important for us to have a strategy in place to manage expectations. What I like to do for myself is to create a range of outcomes rather than it being like it's bells and whistles and pomp and circumstance or I don't do it at all. So what I use is a good, better, best method. Good would mean that you could call it acceptably done. Better would mean that it is done, but maybe it's got a little bit more flair. And best would be the pièce de résistance. It would be the exact way that you saw it on Pinterest and the way that you pictured it to be done. But it's also going to take a lot more time. And full disclosure, this method has taken me many years to put into practice, maybe even decades, if I'm being honest. But the benefit of learning to manage my expectations and not stress myself out during the holiday season is that I actually have enjoyed the holidays rather than just running around like a chicken with my head cut off all the time. An example of this range of outcomes might look like this. Good would be taking a recent family photo and posting it to social media with a recap of what you've done this year or sending it to people via email. Better would be having photo cards printed and printing address labels off on your computer and sending Christmas cards that way. Best would be that you create a handwritten note inside all of the cards and you handwrite in calligraphy the envelopes that go around them. all get the same message across, it's just some are more time-consuming and expensive than the others. Go back to your priorities for the season. Think about where you would like to put the time and energy and effort into the best version and where a good or better version may be adequate in order to give you a little bit of breathing room in your schedule and budget. And if you're still struggling to fit it all in, my final strategy is to ask for help. I don't know why so many of us moms tend to struggle with this idea that we have to do it all, or that we have to make it look like we do it all. Because here's the secret. All of those bloggers or influencers that you see with these beautifully decorated homes and these perfectly wrapped gifts and these beautiful trays of Christmas cookies, chances are they've got some help behind the scenes. It might not be for the thing that you are reading about or seeing a picture of, but they may have childcare or a housekeeper or somebody running errands for them or somebody cooking their meals. The point is, you don't have to do it all yourself. It is just as magic if you have help. And it doesn't have to be that you're hiring somebody. It could just be that you're asking your spouse or your kids to help you out on the things that they can help you with so you can reallocate the time to making magic. The point is, you don't have to do it all yourself. You are allowed to enjoy the season too. So take a look at your to-do list and see where it is that you can either ask for help from your family or friends or hire somebody in so that you can take a little bit of the load off of yourself. Which mom do you think that your family would rather have around? The one that is frazzled and throwing their hands up in the air and saying that nobody appreciates them and that they're not gonna do this again next year for Christmas? Or the mom that's actually sitting around and enjoying their time with the family? So let's do a quick review of the five strategies that I've shared that can help you enjoy the holiday season more as a mom or entrepreneur with ADHD. First, find anchors for your self-care or business to help you stay consistent when your schedule gets chaotic. Second, prioritize your task list and focus on what must be done. Third, make your schedule your best friend. Review and update it on a regular basis. Fourth, manage expectations by thinking of a range of outcomes for what you'd like to accomplish. And finally, ask for help if you're feeling overwhelmed. Remember, there's no prize for a mom who does it all herself during the holiday season. I hope you found a nugget that can help you to stay the course and actually enjoy your holiday season this year. Or maybe there's something that I didn't mention that you do that could help somebody else. Comment below or leave me a voicemail at the link in the show description to share your tips for getting through the holiday season as a mom or entrepreneur with ADHD. I'll be back next week to discuss what it is that I do as an ADHD coach and how it differs from therapy. So make sure that you've hit that follow or subscribe button so you don't miss any of the upcoming episodes of the ADHD Mompreneur. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the ADHD Mompreneur podcast. If you're a business-owning mom with ADHD, you're going to need to grab my free, customizable, essential checklists for ADHD mompreneurs by visiting bit.ly/checklistsforADHDmompreneurs or by following the link in the episode description. To keep up with my latest episodes, make sure you hit the follow or subscribe buttons. And do it now, before you forget. Until next time,